caring for a hospitalized child with a critical illness is a very challenging event for parents and families. And that's why one local nonprofit used their story to create a solution to give families good meals while staying in the hospital with their children. Jeff Norman is back, the founder of Feeding Families Foundation, in studio. And hey, Jeff, how
good
are
morning.
You? Happy good. New Year.
Thanks for having me back.
Oh my gosh, of course. I'm very excited because you've got a big event coming up in just a few weeks. We're going to talk about that in a minute. But first, can you recap for people the work that you do specifically, but also, what are your goals for 2025?
Yeah, so we work at Yale Children's and Connecticut Children's, and our mission is to address food insecurity for parents and caregivers staying with their critically or chronically ill child in the hospital. We started this based on our own personal experience. My daughter was diagnosed with leukemia, and of course, her food as the patient is included, but it's not for parents. Mm-hmm. And no parent wants to leave their child's bedside to go find food and buy food at the time where everybody's on high deductible health plans. They're paying to park, gas to and from. It's sort of like an extra kick you while you're down. We're going to charge you for food on top of it. So
right.
We figured out a system. We partnered with Yale to pay for food for those caregivers and those parents, have it delivered to the room so they don't have to worry about that. Stay right up by their child's side.
That's amazing. And you've even had local eateries, even Modern Pizza, who has partnered with you and is providing these free meals, which is just amazing.
Yeah, the Modern generosity, I mean, the family that runs Modern has been so wonderful. They have committed to Friday pizza deliveries every Friday, and we've done nine or 10 of those now.
It's
incredible. Been going on for a while. So, and it's a huge hit with the kids, with the families. It's wonderful.
And I know in 2025, from the last time we spoke, you have already heard from other states where their hospital systems are saying, how do we get this model in our hospitals? Because, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, Jeff, this is a huge problem, I would think, nationwide, where families are sitting bedside with their very sick children and they are going hungry. They don't, unless they go in, like you said, pay for their own food, or they leave, which they're not going to leave their kids. They're just not going to leave them in that vulnerable place. This is an issue at hospitals.
It's sort of a shocking gap in care almost, right?
Yeah.
Like, you know, parents are absolutely part of their child's care team, advocating for their child. You know, for my own perspective, I'm not a doctor, right? So I had to learn, you know, how am I going to take care of my child with cancer? How do I know when she needs blood or platelets? And it's wild that this is something that has been, you know,
not addressed
for a very long time. I mean, St. Jude is a beast in and of themselves. They do provide for this, but we do. We hear from hospitals all over the country. Oregon is a hospital that we may start to work with. Miami, we've heard from. Lori in Chicago. So we have a tough time saying no. So we'll go anywhere the need is there, and we can help address it.
And so people who donate to Feeding Families Foundation, they are providing those meals, essentially.
Yes.
They are funding the meals that are going into these hospitals. I'd love to see more Connecticut hospital systems also get on board with what you're doing.
Yeah.
I know you just turned one in September, so it's relatively new, but I'm hoping that we can help in getting you into more hospital systems as well. I think that would be so great to serve, you know, all children in their families here in Connecticut. It would be amazing.
I mean, we're based here. You know, it's close to our heart. So if we could be in every Connecticut hospital, that would be incredible.
Right. Let's see what we can do. Let's see if we can help you out with that. And again, Jeff is here, who is one of the creators. He and his wife created over a year ago what is called Feeding Families Foundation. We'll give you their website and everything in just a moment. But I want to talk about your upcoming event. It's January 25th.
It is.
And what's kind of neat about this, Jeff, is it's a virtual golf event. I mean, talk to us a little bit about this.
Yeah. So we call it our Feeding Family Foundation. This is now the second annual virtual golf classic for FORE. Parents of Hospitalized Children. Yes, I came up with that corny name.
I love that. No, you got to own it. You got to own it. I love it.
You know, when we started this, we incorporated in September of last year. And, 2023. We're in 2025.
I know. Isn't it crazy? I'm already messing up the dates when I write it down. Yep, I'm with you.
And, you know, a lot of nonprofits have golf tournaments. They're kind of boring, but they raise money.
They work.
And it works. And so, here we were trying to announce our existence to the world and begin to get some of this funding to get our program off the ground. So my wife and I had been to Golf Cove in North Haven before, and we thought, well, you know, I wonder if they'd be open to a virtual golf tournament.
I love it.
They were. The owner, Paul DeStefano, Chris McDowell, they were just the manager. They were all on board as soon as we called. And they really helped make last year a wild success. I mean, it was really a terrific, terrific event. And so we're running it back and trying it again this year.
I love it. So there are different events that people can get in on. Again, this is January 25th. First of all, kids, because I'm thinking about all the golfers in my family, and I've got my six-year-old son who I know would love to golf. But is it open to kids?
There is. We're going to start the day off with a kids event or kids program from 9 to 11.
Perfect.
It's free for children. Chick-fil-A in North Haven's providing food.
Sound so nice.
Coffee in Bridgeport's providing coffee for the parents. We didn't do a kids event last year, but I think that Golf Cove actually expanded from just virtual golf to all kinds of sports on their virtual, rooms, the gaming systems, the consoles that they have. So, there's going to be something for every child there. And, we'll see how the turnout goes. I think it's going to be really fun.
Yeah, I think it's going to be great. So then you've got the kids from 9 to 11, and then starting at noon, you'll start to have different waves. That's adult-only golf.
Yeah.
So people, do they sign up for that? Or how does that work, Jeff?
Yeah, so we do suggest getting tickets for the players and the supporter tickets for those that don't golf. Player tickets are $100, includes food and drink and playing.
That's great.
Non-golf supporter tickets, $65, same, includes food and drink. They can go to feedingfamiliesfoundation.org, scroll down a little bit, and then there's the little banner that talks about this event. Or they can go to golfcove.com/feedingfamilies.
Okay. I'm going to put both those links on our website. So when people go to your podcast and listen back, they can just go directly to those links and they can buy tickets there. So $100 for people who want to participate playing golf. If you just want to go to support it or you want to just support it, $65. To me, it's a no-brainer. Again, all the money, just to reiterate for people, this is feeding the families who are in hospital rooms with their children who are, fighting these uphill battles right now. I mean, I think reiterating that, Jeff, is the most important thing we can do today, especially for people to sign up and support events like this, the difference it makes. So tell us from your perspective, having a meal, what did that do for you? What was the difference when you weren't eating and you're sitting bedside with your daughter who gets this horrible diagnosis? Yeah. What was the difference from eating versus just kind of sitting there hungry or trying to figure out, do I pay for cafeteria food?
I'll admit that when she was first diagnosed, not much else matters, right? Mm-hmm. You don't really take care of yourself.
Right.
You don't really even think about what you need. And so there were days my wife was pregnant with our third. Our first stay was almost 10 days, and she lost weight for somebody, our third daughter came along a month later after diagnosis. So that late in pregnancy to lose weight, not a good thing. But you just, you're so caught up in, what is this diagnosis? What does this mean? Like I said before, how do I know how to take care of a child with cancer when I bring them home? It's just a lot that happens all at once. And, to start a day off with a cup of coffee, and actually the breakfast at Yale's pretty good, have an omelet, it sort of changes the whole trajectory of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Hangry's a real thing. so it kind of helps you process the whole thing, sort of make sense of it all, if that's even possible.
And I also think something you said before, Jeff, that made so much sense is that you are part of the care plan for your child.
Yeah.
I mean, when you think about how essential it is that you are empowering your child, that you're a positive light for them, that you are in a good space to then be their rock. But how do you do that if you're not taking care of yourself?
Yeah. I mean, your child, right?
Exactly.
I mean, there's lumbar punctures and different procedures that these children go through, but there's oral medicine and there's different ways to give it. And you know your child best. The nurses and the doctors, they can help, certainly. But my wife and I, when we're in the hospital, we gave medicine to our daughter. We did, the heavy lift because we knew what worked for her.
Mm-hmm.
And I always say that there's three big issues in the hospital, right? The diagnosis. If I can go around fixing every child for free, I would do it. Sleep, it's hard. You're on a pediatric floor. Providers, doctors, nurses, in and out, doors are slamming, kids are crying all around you. It's a difficult, stressful environment to be in. I mean, theoretically, I guess we'd give everybody Ambien, but you are part of the care team, right? That's not really helping the cause. But food, you know, we have a remedy for that. We just had to figure out the best way to get it, and we did. And so I think it's the feedback we've gotten from families has been, frankly, overwhelming. We were on WTNH last year, and after we were done, we got a message from a mom whose daughter had just been diagnosed and just was like so thankful and said, you know, after that first day, you know, when her mom came in to watch their child, she could run downstairs at Yale and shove food in her mouth because she thought she was going to get sick. She was so hungry. Mm-hmm. It's these things that, you know, all these families are sharing. And the families that I diagnosed before us or, you know, around the same time, they know life without food in the hospital. I hope that, you know, nobody thinks about this afterward. Like, the food, it's just part of their kit. It's just part of the process.
You found a solution. Yeah. And you know, and the people listening right now, you can be part of that solution by supporting Feeding Families Foundation. And one way you can do that is you could certainly go directly online and donate now, or you could be part of the January 25th event. One more time with your website, Jeff, for people who want more information.
It's feedingfamiliesfoundation.org.
Yeah, it's as simple as that. And we're going to put it on our website as well. And I encourage you, especially if you're somebody who's been blessed to have children who have never gotten that diagnosis or who have landed you in the hospital for long periods of time, that I encourage you to take part in this. And almost as a gift of, wow, thank God I haven't been in this situation, but to give back to the families who have been in this situation. I think it's such a call to action. And Jeff, I want to thank you so much for what you and your wife, your entire team at Feeding Families Foundation, what you do. And
thank
we
you.
Are so honored to partner with you here on WICC.
Well, we really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
It's not a problem. Thank you so much.